Is that racist?
What? Why would it be racist? It's redneck, if anything. That's what it is in South Park.
I always thought we were doing Bill Cosby.
No, I'm doing like the South Park thing.
Okay.
Not racist at all. Because we're white. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for August the 1st, 2012, with Mike Minotti. I'm doing by ad guy.
Yeah, but dude.
So how's it going?
Good.
Good, yeah. So, we're leaving for Vegas pretty soon.
Like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Not even. So this is going to be a quick show.
Probably. Let's see how quick. What's the news like?
There's not a lot.
Let's see just how quick it's going to be.
Did you play the new this week? I really didn't.
I played Kingdom Hearts.
I know. Thank God.
I'm going to talk about Zap Zoobity Bop. See, now we are.
Now that's Cosby.
No, yeah. See, now
bicycles.
I see why it sounds like Cosby.
Uh-huh. See?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get the big news out of the way. You can put on your hat if you'd like.
I'm always right.
Star Wars The Old Republic is going free-to-play this fall.
I'm sure at some point we did Let's Go Topical where I said, will Star Wars be free-to-play within a year?
You win.
Man, oh man. I'm not happy about it, by the way. I'm not like, look, I don't want people to fail, but...
So what they're doing is... It's kind of your typical MMO free-to-play conversion. You know, you'll be able to play all the way to max level free, all the story content. But some of the end-game raids are going to be... paywalled.
That's weird.
You can, like, if I'm reading it correctly, you can only do, like, operations and flashpoints, like, once a day or once a week or something. Like, you could do them, but you're limited in how often. You know, limited character slots. You won't get all the races as choices.
This seems like a weird way to me to go about free-to-play.
Well, it's kind of what all the MMOs that go this way do.
I assume that the way you would do it is more, like, vanity thing.
Well, that's there, too.
Or to make it, like... Like, you know, like a lot of things, make it faster to get things.
Well, it's convenience items. That's what things like character slots are.
Right, okay. But, like, to literally wall off content, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, I guess
it's typical. I mean, that's what LOTRO does, D&D Online, Star Trek Online.
D&D Online. Who plays that one?
Someone does.
Someone's got to play it.
They're going to have an in-game coin currency to buy... Again, like cosmetic items and things like that. If you've ever subscribed to the game, for every paid month you have under your account, you'll get 150 of these coins.
Well, that's nice, at least.
And then you still can subscribe after it's gone free-to-play. It just gets you unlimited access to everything. But, yeah, they're doing it.
So, do you think this is a good thing?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it's good from the perspective of, yay, I can play this game, because all I'm interested in is the story stuff for all these characters. That's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. At the same time, it's kind of like what I was saying about The Secret World when Pete was on. For as excited as he is for that game and how great he thinks it is, there's no way on God's green earth I'm going to pay for it. I'd certainly not pay a monthly subscription. Because, I mean, if Star Wars went free to play in a matter of 8 months, 9 months, I guess, by the time it actually happens, what game stands a chance with a subscription?
Probably none. Probably Blizzard's next one. Project Titan.
And even that might be a hard sell.
Yeah. Well, do you think a lot of people who come back and play this free-to-play version are going to buy things? Spend real money?
I don't know, because I wonder if it's going to be a lot of people like me who are like, I don't care, I just want to do the story.
Because it's going to have to be enough people where to offset, because they're basically throwing away, they had slightly under 1 million subscribers, they said.
Right.
While, you know, it's kind of low, they're throwing that money away now to try.
Well, like I said, I mean, there still are subscribers, right. And the devious thing is, if you don't do anything, it'll keep subbing you.
I assume a lot of those subscribers, unless you're raiders, if you're a raider, you have to be a subscriber.
Pretty much.
That's kind of what it is now. That's basically what it is. It's like, do you want to raid, and then you have to subscribe. Otherwise, unless you're a sucker, there's no real good reason to get that. It's kind of an admission of defeat, though. Right?
A little bit. Feels like it.
It's, well,
I mean, they're not saying that. They're trying to make, you know, a positive thing. Oh, you know, we're just following the market. But I just, like, I mean, Elder Scrolls Online, can that come out with a subscription?
Isn't it funny?
I don't think so.
Star Trek Online lasted a lot longer than this.
Yeah.
Not that I'm sure Star Trek Online never even had like.
Well, I think it's I mean, part of it is a combination of just the sales number, but I think it's also the timing. I mean, where we are as an industry, free to play is no longer a thing we talk about in hushed tones and ask when it will happen. It's here.
I don't even think it's so much a free to play issue as it is people just are sick of these hotbar MMOs.
Well, I think that's the final straw too. We've been playing the same game, but in different settings, really, since EverQuest.
Right. Right. It's all been the same kind of thing. Like, can you imagine if that Amalur game actually came out? My God. They're lucky, almost.
In a way. They probably lost less money this way.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way they're going to make money back from that. So, it's just funny how we were talking about this, like, having a chance to take on World of Warcraft at one point.
Not even close.
Not even, like, nobody really thought it would. I think people thought it would do better than this.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think it's because in a lot of games, you know, I think everyone's really excited about the story and stuff. But in so many ways, the actual game is even worse than World of Warcraft. And I was saying before, their quests are so unimaginative and boring.
Yeah, I mean, they're made more interesting by the story. But that's...
That doesn't help by much.
I know, that's the best thing
that's
going for it.
Like, literally, every quest in that game is a fetch quest or a kill this many objects quest.
Yeah.
Every single... Like, World of Warcraft does not have that problem anymore. So I don't know why a competitor that comes out this much later should. So...
I do feel bad because Secret World's having a free weekend this weekend, but obviously we're not going to be here. Right, I mean, I don't feel that bad, I guess, but... Well, you know what other MMO I don't think stands a chance?
Elder Scrolls Online?
No. I think it stands a better chance than this one. Final Fantasy XIV version 2.0, or as they're now calling it, Final Fantasy XIV: A Realm Reborn.
That's kind of interesting. Final Fantasy XIV, let's try again.
That's
take two.
Pretty accurate. But apparently, they basically like remade the game. Like, I mean, having not really played Final Fantasy XIV any significant extent, I don't know how different it really is. But I'll say this: if it's designed now so that when I go to leave the main town where I started and when I played the beta, I don't have to walk across a 300-yard bridge that just goes to the side of a chasm, that'd be great.
I tell you what, I'm almost kind of interested in playing this on the PS3 just to see what it's like.
Yeah, again, if there's like some kind of trial or something, I'll be on it. But
now,
I ain't paying $15 a month for it.
11 never went free to play, right?
No.
11 was fairly successful, I think, at all things considered.
Yep.
The microphone's close enough to me. Stop
it's not.
Me.
I'm looking at the meter.
Shut up.
And
everyone can hear me fine.
You are coming up at minus 20. You should
That's
be at minus 6.
That's because you're loud.
Minus
you're
6
loud
is
mouth.
What you want. Michael, I have a degree in this.
That's a minus number. It doesn't make sense. You don't
it's
have a degree
decibels.
In this.
Yes, I do.
Your
multimedia
is,
management.
Yeah, that means multimedia.
I'm managing your multimedia.
We're going to watch a DVD. You're going to tell me you have a degree in that, too. It's media.
That's right. I do.
It's multimedia. Multiple forms of media. All encompassed.
I learned it all.
Yeah. I'm professional writing A, so anything to do with words.
I took
that's
a,
my
okay,
major.
And I defer to you in that.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Sure, I do.
Die.
What?
Just die.
Jeez.
So, yeah, I don't know. Final Fantasy 14. Please buy it this time. Yeah, I hope it does well. Whatever it's called.
Final Fantasy 14.
I don't know. That's true. No. Final Fantasy 14. Now with chocobos.
They didn't have those before? Is that new?
I
like how all
that
they...
One of the big complaints was like, there was chocobo farms, but they didn't have the chocobos ready or something.
Oh, God.
But now they got chocobo.
How do you screw that up? I don't know. All they've really shown with this so far is a CG trailer.
It's weird that this is a game that has been a thing.
You could play it right now. You could go buy it and play it right now. I mean, I don't know what state it's in. Like, I mean, are they going to, like, is it going to be, like, Cataclysm? Are they going to flip a switch and everything's going
to
change?
I want to go to the Final Fantasy 14 forums and see what people like. Like, I want to get into the psyche of, like, a diehard Final Fantasy 14 player.
I'm sure they're out there.
Oh, there's got to be someone playing it.
There's got to be that guy who's mad that they're changing it. It's like, fuck this Realm Reborn. OG servers, I'm going to hack my own.
How dare they? Yeah, bring back vanilla Final Fantasy 14. They ruined it. Christ.
Oh, no.
What's that's two stories.
That's two. We're making good time. I don't know how much mileage we'll get out of this, but it was the next biggest thing I saw.
Christ.
Apparently Microsoft is already canning Flight, their free-to-play version of Flight Simulator.
Yeah, why did that not do well? I thought people were excited
about
that.
Well, it was... when the last version of Flight Simulator was fly around the world, and the new one was fly around one of the Hawaiian islands, and the rest of the Hawaiian islands are paid DLC, you know, it's like, okay, like, well, shit. If I had to pay $5 to fly over Maui, how much is it going to cost to fly over, like, all of Colorado, which is what people want to do with these games.
So, that was all that was ready?
That was the goal.
Okay.
It's not like, oh, we didn't get it done yet, put it out. It's like, well, we're going to do this now, and then we'll start doing DLC. The thing that I think killed
it... they're not doing it.
There's two things that killed it for the crowd that typically goes for this. Because Flight Simulator's historically been a very successful franchise.
Right.
Because, for one, it's fairly hardcore. This one was... I mean, all that stuff was still kind of there, but they also kind of gamified it a lot more. Fly through these rings and shit like that.
Like Superman 64?
Yeah. And...
Fine.
Because now it's on Games for Windows Live with paid DLC, there's no modding. And Flight Simulator had a thriving modding community.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, kind of sad. I mean, if there's a market for this genre, I'm sure someone will get to it.
Never been my thing.
I tried it once as a kid.
Yeah.
So, imagine putting a 12-year-old in the cockpit of a 747. Yeah, here, figure this out.
Microsoft Flight Crash Simulator.
Hell yeah. It's pretty much Microsoft Crash at the End of the Runway Simulator. Right. I never got a plane off the ground, except for the one mission where you started in the air already. That was my favorite one.
That was
one.
Exciting. You're like, wee. We're flying.
Yes. Final story. Zynga is effed in the A.
What's wrong with Zynga?
Oh, you haven't been following this.
I have been. I'm asking you. You know.
Oh, I wasn't sure. Okay.
I know.
So.
What do you want me to say? I know. Let's not talk about
it. To answer your question, Mark.
Thank you.
So their stock, which the IPO opened up in December, and all the initial investors had a hold on their stock, so they couldn't trade anything until May 26th. But some of the higher-ups found some loopholes they could while the stock was high. Basically, just recently, the stock just absolutely tanked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're talking worse than THQ, almost Majesco bad.
Ooh.
And apparently, a lot of people got out right before this happened, so there's lawsuits for inside trading, and their COO has been removed, and it's bad. Like, legit bad. And, I mean, what did you think was going to happen? They've been basically making the same game on Facebook since 2009. They buy a bunch of startup game companies, like Draw Something, and then... I mean, let's face it. When they bought Draw Something, when Draw Something was hot, did you really think, oh, yeah, people are going to play Pictionary forever?
Yeah, like, you know, it was...
Clearly, it was just the new hotness that was going to die down in a few weeks, and they're like, oh, let's buy it for $1 billion.
Yeah, that makes
sense. I don't know what the thinking there was.
Right.
I mean, good on those guys who got made the money.
Yeah, they won.
Yeah.
G-Pop, pretty happy. They got bought up by Zynga for $1 zillion. But
I mean, you can only make Farmville so many times before people just stop caring.
Right. I guess that is a big thing, but social gaming in general is kind of in a decline. Mobile gaming is fine, but social, like, when I mean Facebook games.
Well, the thing is, when like if you think of Xbox Live as a social network, you have the Xbox with Xbox Live within it, so you know everyone's an Xbox gamer on that. On Facebook, it's the social network with the games in it. So, like, you know, Farmville wants you to send a request for peppers to every single Facebook friend you have, but maybe only 1% of them actually give a damn, if even that.
I think a lot of time you kind of feel like an asshole when you do that.
I kind of stopped caring for Outer Knots.
Yeah, you were playing that longer than you...
I'll talk about that later. It's
I don't know
weird.
Why you were playing so
I don't
much
either.
Of it. I mean, you already talked about it last week.
I know. It's evolved.
that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Let me tell you about Kingdom Hearts.
Okay. Do you like it, Michael?
I love it. Oh, it's Kingdom Hearts. I mean, I think the battle lines have long been drawn for Kingdom Hearts. Everyone knows if they like Kingdom Hearts or not. It's one of the most divisive properties in the game
right now, for sure.
It's
divisive within me. Because it's like, the thing I love the most, all the Disney shit, and the thing I hate the most, JRPG bullshit.
Well, look, it's corny, yes. For sure. You your main hero is like happy-go-lucky to the point of amnesia, almost. That's there, and that's what it is. That mm-hmm. you can't change that. You can't.
The thing that irks me from, because it wasn't a part of the demo, but I've read up on it a lot, is this drop system.
Well, I don't even get it. But look.
Well, I'm telling you to get into explain it.
Okay, fine. Look, here's what it is. There's two campaigns in the game.
Mm-hmm. Riku and Sora.
Riku and Sora. So, okay, let's put it like this. Let's imagine you're playing Resident Evil 2 with Claire and Leon. Leon. Chris,
oh, whatever.
One. Claire and Leon.
Yeah, Leon.
Now, let's say instead of just playing both of them, like, one at a time, every, like, 15 minutes, a bar would fill up. Like, a bar would deplete, and when it depletes, you just go to the next person's story.
You mean even if I'm in the middle of solving a puzzle?
Well, there's no puzzle solving in Kingdom Hearts.
Even if I'm in the middle of talking to some people?
No, not if you're in the middle of talking to people.
Even if I'm in the middle of a boss fight?
Maybe. I haven't had that happen yet.
Or if I'm just in the middle of a fight in general, or...
Yeah, if you're in the middle of a fight, fights take like 2 minutes. See, look, you're saying like, oh, people are losing progress. I don't see how that can happen too terribly, except if you're... What you're
Mike,
saying,
have you fought a boss in a Kingdom Hearts game?
Yeah.
They take a long-ass time.
Yeah, but you can drop whenever you want, so you should drop before you fight a boss.
What if you don't know the boss is coming?
You always know the boss is coming.
What if you don't?
Well, then that's the gameplay mechanic, isn't it? That's why this thing is here.
That's stupid.
Oh, well, okay, you can say it's stupid, but, I mean, that's the whole point of it, is to do an urgency thing, right? That's why it's there.
That's like when the director of Willy Wonka said the reason bees were getting cut in half in the movie so we could add drama. It's just some arbitrary thing.
It's an okay thing. It is kind of neat that you just kind of go back and forth like that. Kind of organic. Not organically, I guess, but...
Artificially, as can be.
It's different, though. Then why are you taking everyone's word for it that it's this horrible thing when I'm telling you it's not?
Because I don't trust you. You're clearly in the fanboy realm of this series.
Look, if I have to replay something because of it, I will. But so far, every time I've done it, it's put me exactly back where I was with nothing happening.
How far are you in the game?
What?
How far are you?
Pretty far.
I mean, how many hours did you play last night? I mean, you got it.
My total hour play time is like 3 or 4 hours right now. So, like, you know.
I mean, still pretty early.
I'm past, like, the part where, I know how to play the game at this point.
I mean, I like the demo.
Yeah.
I like the gameplay. Cool. I still feel like it's a little too busy for a 3DS screen. Like, basically, I want them to make Kingdom Hearts 3.
Well, they need to pull the camera back. Well, look, this game is literally Kingdom Hearts 3, the prelude. Like, that's what they're basically saying is, this guy's going to come back, so we need to test you guys. That's literally what it is.
Yeah.
It is very much like Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming. It's you know. But it is very well done for a portable game. The production values are great.
Would you say a Circle Pad Pro is needed for this title?
You know, it's not as much as others, because really you want it for the camera, but in the other Kingdom Hearts games you always kind of used L&R for that anyways.
Yeah.
So
that weird
it's almost
menu
not,
control scheme.
And it doesn't really use the extra shoulder buttons, which would be what I really want more. So I don't think it's actually crazy. It's not as important as it was for Metal
Resident
Gear Solid. Yeah, whatever. The other thing. But, it's nice. Like I said, the presentation is great. I love all the music. There's, like, an awesome CG opening in the beginning and stuff like that. And, the flow motion mechanic is awesome.
Yeah.
And you played that in the demo, where you, mm-hmm. kind of zip around all over the place. That stuff is really cool. And, like,
you were talking about the companions.
The companions, they're fine. You get crafting materials, and you basically have to craft them. Like, you know, like crafting a weapon in a Final Fantasy game. They're your companions, and they level up two ways. Look, you can like pet them, like Nintendogs, basically, to get them to like you more. But they also level up just by fighting with them. Also, it's just a little thing. I know that you like disapprove.
Here's an action RPG. We put in a pet simulator for you.
Games always have weird mechanics. The cool thing though is each pet has like when you level them up, you get affinity points. And you use those. Each pet almost has, like, their own sphere grid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you unlock abilities for Sora and Riku.
I see.
So you want to level up.
Do they each
pets.
Have their own different group of pets?
No, it's the same pool, I think when you build
explain
up,
that with the lore. If they're dropping in and out, I don't know. I'm just being a dick now.
It's a video game, okay? Look, AJ, I'm in a Hunchback of Notre Dame level, and there's a Tron one after
See,
that.
That's what makes me excited about it.
But
that's freaking great.
These mechanics aren't terrible.
But then, like, Xenohart shows up with the Order 13. I'm like, who are these people?
Look, it's a
nerd.
Look, you can call the world stupid, but it is detailed. It has a richness to it,
There's like detailed and just throwing a bunch of shit out there.
The only difference is, do you like it or not? That's the difference.
Yes.
Is if you hate it, then sure, it's a bunch of shit.
I think the question is, does it matter?
What do you mean, does it matter?
No,
what does that
that's
mean?
That's not the words I want. I don't know.
Is it necessary?
Well, to your point, this is clearly the build-up to Kingdom Hearts 3 because they said, this guy's come back. You have to test yourselves.
Yeah.
would it have been, like, if you, this game didn't exist and Kingdom Hearts 3 came out, you're like, this is bullshit. They weren't tested before they could fight this guy. There's clearly a missing chapter to this story.
No, no, no.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's the portable version. Look, are you going to play Uncharted 4 and say, where the hell, why don't I know about, like, some... They had an adventure.
No, I'm not. That's why they didn't make that game. That's my point.
They did make that game. It's called Uncharted Golden Abyss.
Oh, that was not... I thought you meant something between 3 and 4.
No. Well, when you played God of War 2, were you like, what happened between 1 and 2? But I don't know.
Yes, I did, damn it.
Look, is it a spin-off game? Yes. Look, it's not Kingdom Hearts 3. It's never been advertised. It's probably, so far... Well, it's very close to Birth by Sleep in terms of the production, at least. It's not, like...
So, wait, you're saying it's not as good as Birth by Sleep?
Birth by Sleep was really good!
I understand that, but this is the next thing.
I don't know if it is, but look, the Vita was,
PSP.
The PSP, I mean, isn't that... Is it slightly better or not? I can't remember.
Than the 3DS?
Like, graphically.
Probably about the same.
Yeah. So, I don't know, maybe. But, what was I gonna say? But it's not like the DS one, like the 358 days or bullshit. Where it was kind of everything was really, it was very much like, how can we downsize Kingdom Hearts? All right, guys, we need to make it worse first. And it was like a really, yeah, it's not that.
That's good.
No, it is a full blown Kingdom Hearts game, the voice acting and the whole shebang.
Cool.
Yeah, it is on the PS2 level. Does it make you know,
hooray. It's as good as a game that came out nine years ago.
The only thing that really is going against us is that we like this is like the fifth handheld spinoff, and it's like, you know, everyone's like, Christ.
Well, yeah, that's it. It's just like, look, clearly this franchise is still important to you. You keep milking it.
Oh, they make a lot of dumb decisions.
Can't look, just admit it. Cancel Final Fantasy XIII Versus. Call it a wash. Say, wow, did we waste a lot of time and money? Let's give the people what they want.
Why did we blow it on that one?
You know what, guys? We sucked, but we're going to recover.
I wonder, like, what does the CEO of Square do every day? Where it's like, does he wake up one day and say, wait a second. How many games are in development? Which one am I missing? Wait a second. Final Fantasy Versus 13? 13?
He goes,
13 came out years ago.
He goes to the office, knocks on the door. They're all in there just like playing cornhole or something. Like, he's like, hey guys.
Guys.
Hey, I mean, I don't mean to bother you, but if you could kind of, yeah, hang on. We're busy.
We're working on character design.
We're reworking the engine so we can put more zippers on the main character.
So, I forgot you guys were making this game for 4 years. And I was wondering how it was going.
Oh, great. We're just about to pre-alpha.
Alpha?
No, pre-alpha. We got some drawings done. We're going to scan them in the computer and color them.
Okay, because 13 came out a while ago, and this was a spinoff.
Then we even made a 13-2, and we might make a 13-3. Yeah. So if you could go ahead and get this done, that'd be great. Because I really need you guys to make Kingdom Hearts 3, because that's going to make us a crap ton of money.
No, we're gonna make Kingdom Hearts Vita and Kingdom Hearts for mobile device.
We didn't make one for the iPad yet. Oh my god.
There's a portable system that we haven't made a Kingdom Hearts for yet.
I'm gonna make one for this Ouya console.
Ouya, Kingdom Hearts Ouya. You're inside his memories.
Oh, you know that she's gonna be called like Kingdom Hearts on under your
over
astral
under,
plane or something. I don't know.
Over under yonder
adventure. Under yonder.
Over under yonder adventure.
There you go. Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts over under yonder adventure. It turns out that Riku was dreaming that he was Sora, who was actually Roxas eating sea salt ice cream that had a little too much salt that gave him a headache.
There you go.
And
so it's all in his head, basically.
Yeah, it's all just an ice cream headache.
It's all a dream.
It's just brain freeze.
It's not really happening.
Turns out he was just at Disney World having some ice cream and got his autograph from Donald Goofy.
I think they literally made 4 Kingdom Hearts games where it's like, we're accidentally reliving the memories of Kingdom Hearts 1.
Yes.
Like, there's literally,
they
like,
did.
4 of them. Quick, reuse assets. Don't draw new things.
No. Haley Joel Osment, he's still desperate,
Haley
right?
Joel Osment
sweet.
Should not be sore anymore. That's one thing that's bothering
me. Well, they got lucky that he had a
major drug incident and is now desperate for money.
He doesn't, because he's not like, it was okay when he was a child actor and he was like a good child actor, but he's not a good actor. And it's kind of weird, especially now, like, in this game, it's weird because in the dream world, Sora and Riku are like their Kingdom Hearts 1 models more than their Kingdom Hearts 2 models, like they're younger again. But Sora's got this old voice, like the old Haley Joel Osment.
You know why? Like, because they're like, let's see. The Kingdom Hearts 1 models can run on the 3DS without modification. Let's put those in.
Well, different models, I think, but they just look like those ones. I just don't know, Socrates. Look, I like it. Sue me. Fuck you. Okay? That's my final review.
I like it. Fuck you.
I like it. So sue
put that
me.
In the back of the box.
I like it. Go fuck yourself.
Let me talk about Outer Knots real quick.
Yeah, sure, why not? Why so, Outer Knot?
Huh? Oh, there you go. I've come to realize that you could ignore a lot of the bullshit in the game and still play the game. Like, you don't have to mess with your homeworld, really, to do anything.
Well, why's the point of it, then?
I don't... I'm agreeing with you, it's dumb.
Dang it.
I mean, if you just want to, like, level up some creatures, you can do that. And I just come to accept the fact that, look, I'm going to run out of energy, but while your energy's recharging, your guys will regenerate health and stamina, and if they're KO'd, they'll come back. So I'm not going to spend money to revive. I'm just going to stop playing and Fair come enough. Back to it later and do something else. The thing I've realized, though, about this game that is absolute bullshit, to unlock character slots 4, 5, and 6, and to unlock move slots 7 through 12... you have to use, like, their in-game currency. To buy enough in-game currency to just unlock the other three monster slots, beast slots, is about $40.
Lol.
Then, if you were to have six beasts with all their moves slots unlocked, I think you'd have to spend $300.
Just play Pokemon.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, this is where free-to-play gets sticky for me. Tribes and Super Monday Night Combat, I can play the game as much as I want with some limitations, but feel like I'm playing everything the game has to offer.
Right.
And I can unlock stuff just by playing. I don't have to spend money. And the money I do spend, like, it's very quantifiable. I know what it's going to do. And I know I don't have to spend any more. Like, once I buy a plasma rifle in Tribes, I don't have to, like, keep buying plasma rifles. I just buy one. But when I look at the purchases in Outer Knots, I'm like, I'm never going to buy this because I'm just going to need another one. And another one. And another one. When it's using it on consumables. And there's no way I'm going to do that. So, they're not getting my money. There you go. Boom.
So that's what you think about Otter.
That said, though, could someone else please be my friend in that game? Because so far,
AJ, you're not playing it anymore. Stop playing it. You don't want any. You don't want any more of their crap, right?
I don't know. Maybe I do.
Maybe you want it.
I like the fighting of monsters.
You ready for the releases?
Yeah. All right, let's do it.
So Kingdom Hearts 3D Dream Drop Distance came out.
I like how 3D. It's. They didn't just call it Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance. It's 3D Dream Drop Distance.
Growl Lancer Wayfarer of Time is out for the PSP. It looks like the 200th, like...
It's an Atlas RPG, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's like the 200th Atlas, like, RPG. Maybe it's a Tactics one. I swear one of these comes out every month.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of it. That's it. Not much else. All right. Well, how was that? That was like a half hour at least.
That was raucous. I enjoyed it. I don't know how long we've been recording. Wow, we got a good. We're like leaving in an hour.
Shit. Thanks for listening to the Exploding Bro Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can also check us out on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel and at Facebook at facebook.com/explodingbarrel. Be sure to go to the iTunes Music Store and find all of our old episodes and leave us a review. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye. We're going to Vegas now.
I like it. Go fuck yourself.